the way that I feel about this subject. I don't feel that it's up to me to forgive them or that it's up to me to be merciful. Where the fuck has that gotten us? You know, no disrespect to anybody out there that sees it differently, but where has forgiveness taken us? Where has turning the other cheek taken us? It's taken us to the brink of societal extinction. That's where it's taken us.
What is going on, gents? It's your boy Crimson. I literally just made a video about this. Fuck forgiveness. Got into a fight. Well, I wasn't a fight. I was defending my stance. If shit ever hit the fan, I was gonna come after all those motherfuckers that try to fucking vote my rights away. That I wasn't gonna go hungry. Now, in this instance, Hammerhand is talking about women. Fuck forgiveness. In my happenstance, I'm talking about what happened during COVID. Fuck forgiveness. I'm not gonna fucking let that go. To all my friends that lost their job, to all my friends that had to starve, I had to fucking sleep outdoors and get harassed by the police, being told that I needed to go into a homeless shelter because I was a sickness threat to society. No. I'm beyond fucking forgiveness. I'm tired of turning the other cheek. I eventually realized that there are certain fucking doctrines that fucking liberals love to quote and never practice. They love to fucking be the arbiters of truth and morality. And morality is fleeting. It changes. It's like a wind. Yesterday's good is tomorrow's evil. And tomorrow's evil is the future's good. It happens so often, and I've seen it with my own eyes. And I just refuse to turn my cheek anymore. I'm tired of it. But I just wanted to show you this clip. I wanted to show you this because I'm not the only one that feels and thinks this way. I've had enough. And like I said before, to those of you who grew up with different morals and principles, ethics and values, if I were to sit here and try to test any of that, you would also take a stance. You would also protect those things because those are the things that kept you alive. The same way that my principles, ethics, and values kept me alive. So don't talk down to me. The same way that Hammerhand goes on in here to say that this woman on a TV show was talking down to a man, you know, how he could have done things differently, was the same way that I was being talked down to from a man in his ivory tower. I just want to use this as an example to call that motherfucker's attention. I've had enough, and so has everybody else. Stop trying to fucking convince people of otherwise. Guard your heart, man.